This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Haiti is preparing for national elections in 2 months. Some residents say these elections promise a better future, although that is not the story being acted out by a group of life-size puppets in the chaotic capital city. What you're about to hear is a kind of theater review that amounts to a report on what's really happening. Amelia Shaw reports from a troubled neighborhood in Port-au-Prince.
In a small dark theater on an abandoned street in Port-au-Prince, a lamp sparks to life, illuminating a big red papier-mâché bus parked at a stop named Kilometer Zero. Women in kerchiefs, boys selling water, and men yelling into cell phones collide with life-size puppets in a frenzy to get on board. The bus blocks the road, and the driver won't move until he is paid. While violent arguments break out over money, a thief comes, robs everybody, and shoots out the tires of the bus. Then it begins to rain, flooding the street. Ernst St. Rome is director of the artist cooperative Copar. He says this scene describes a day in the life of Haiti's urban poor.
I live in Kafou. You know that road is crowded. One day, when it was raining, I got on a bus at 5 a.m. And at 10 a.m., I am still on that road. I am stuck in a stuffy bus, people sitting on top of me, sweating, passing gas. There's this loud, booming music. It's been like this for hours, and I'm going crazy. It reminded me of being in the hold of a slave ship, and it suddenly hit me. I need to do a play about this.
The troupe survives by making do with what it can find on the street. Ernst rummages through a pile of junk, picking through pieces of car engines, old wrenches, bicycle bells, and rusty springs.
We're going to use these to create the noises of the city.
The troupe rehearses and performs in Bel Air, one of Port-au-Prince's most violent slums. In the past year, gangs based in Bel Air have paralyzed the city. Gun battles and kidnappings have forced many families to flee. Businesses have boarded up their windows and garbage piles high in the streets. Yet even though guerrilla warfare consumes the neighborhood, Copar keeps rehearsing.
For a while, no one could come here because of all the shooting. Some of our actors fled, so we had to go door to door to see who was still here and take on new people who know nothing about theater, but who live this every day.
Aaron says the play is meant to be performed on the street, but there is still too much violence. He hopes one day to perform on the original site of Kilometer Zero on the edge of Bel Air. The site was once marked with a bronze plaque and was used to measure distances between Port-au-Prince and Haiti's major cities. But in the last coup d'etat, the plaque was stolen. For actor Peterson Dessalines, this was a blow to Haitian identity.
When they stole the Kilometer Zero plaque, it was like taking a piece of our cultural memory. We're trying to keep that memory intact.
As Haiti prepares for upcoming presidential elections, the signs of the future cover the city in campaign posters, graffiti, and political rallies in the street. But many Haitians doubt the elections will take place as scheduled. The election date has already been postponed 4 times due to logistical problems. For Ernst, the elections are just another drama without a happy ending.
They tell us we need a new election, another new election. They keep saying, this is it. But it's just one more beginning. Did we ever resolve any of the problems? No.
Copar's artistic director, Nicole Martinez, explains.
It's like we as Haitians are forever stuck in the same place and we can't get the engine started.
When the play ends, the floodwaters are rising and the passengers are sitting in the bus in growing despair. Ernst says the ending is just like life. And at the moment, neither he nor the play has any clue as to how to get off Kilometer Zero. For NPR News, I'm Amelia Shaw in Port-au-Prince.